Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you with us today at Burden and Blessing for today's Word of the Week. Last week we began a new series as we begin to take a look at different titles for people and roles in the New Testament and Old Testament. We began with the word rabbi. This week we're going to consider the word evangelist. Now, the word evangelist is actually only found three times in the whole New Testament, and it is a New Testament term. It's taken from a Greek word euangelion, which means to proclaim the good news. Literally, an evangelist is one who brings good tidings, and it is a name that is given to those people in the New Testament who brought the message of salvation through Jesus and who were not apostles. Generally, we make that distinction between those who are apostles and those who are evangelists. For example, as you take a look at the writers of the Gospels of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, two of those individuals were apostles, which we will consider at a later time, and two of them were evangelists, not apostles, but still proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. Luke and Mark were the two evangelists. We're going to take a look at a couple of examples of how these evangelists are described in the New Testament. We find one of these examples in Acts chapter 21, verse 8. We're told there that on the next day, we who were Paul's companions, that describes Luke and others, departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now at first when we hear that this was Philip the evangelist, you might think, well, no, Philip was an apostle, not an evangelist. But this doesn't refer to Philip the apostle. Rather, this is describing the deacon Philip. There, in the book of Acts, we see that there are two Philips that are mentioned. One was an apostle called by Jesus directly. This Philip was the evangelist Philip who was called to be a deacon to serve in the early church. In this case, we're told that he was also not just a deacon, but also an evangelist. And so his work, more than just serving the tables as the deacons were called to do, was even more involved as he worked on proclaiming the gospel of Christ to others. We also go to Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The Apostle Paul says, "And he, that is Jesus, himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry." As we consider this section, we see that Paul groups the early New Testament believers into several categories: apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers. Literally, that final phrase, pastors and teachers, doesn't describe two categories, but one category, pastors who are teachers. But again, you'll notice that the Apostle Paul distinguishes an evangelist from an apostle, a prophet, as well as pastors and teachers. So while generally these evangelists are doing some of the same work that the apostles were, they were not directly called by Jesus as the 12 disciples or apostles were. Finally, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, Paul also writes to young pastor Timothy, describing the work that he has been given in the church. We're told that Paul tells Timothy, "But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." This office of evangelist was a wonderful responsibility. It was the privilege of being able to proclaim the gospel of salvation to those who were in need of hearing this message of salvation. This work of an evangelist continues on still to our day, as we too continue to proclaim the good news of a Savior from sin to the world around us. May the Lord bless our work as we proclaim His salvation to all the world.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.